When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Robles Area Groundwater Authority holding feedback session for fee options. City Council to consider development of 12 duplexes on Creston Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Funding for the Paso Robles Groundwater Authority's fiscal year 2026-27 budget was approved to be funded by Prop 26. A release from PRIGA says this is a move to comply with the State Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, authorized by Water Code Section 10730. Although the board voted unanimously to fund the agency with Prop 26, the final budget and fee structures must still be approved. PRIGA will hold a public workshop on Thursday, March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Bellacera Hotel, 206 Alexa Court, Paso Robles. Community members will be able to input on how to structure the next year's fiscal budget and how the fees may be allocated. Following the workshop, the next PRIGA meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, March 25th, and PRIGA will be presented with the budget for the next fiscal year and the fee structuring options gathered from feedback. The Paso Robles City Council will consider the approval of a 24 residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. Located on a 4.32-acre parcel at 4020 Creston Road, the plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings for a total of 24 residential units, designed primarily for low-income housing. The project was unanimously recommended for approval 6-0 from the Planning Commission, with one commissioner absent. The plan also includes parking garages for each resident and 13 uncovered parking spaces, 10 native oak trees are present on the site. 9 were already approved for removal in 2020, and the last is reported to be damaged from the 2020 river fire and is no longer safe. Staff is recommending City Council approve this development in the public hearing scheduled for tomorrow's City Council meeting. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo police officer on leave after shooting incident. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. San Luis Obispo police received several 911 calls on Saturday, February 28th at about 4:46 p.m. The calls said that a male on the 900 block of El Captain Way was shouting aggressively and waving a firearm. Officers later located the male subject near the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way, actively yelling and holding what appeared to be a handgun. An officer discharged their weapon at the subject, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene despite life-saving efforts. An initial investigation revealed that the firearm was a replica. Further investigation will need to be conducted by the California Department of Justice. The officer involved in this incident has been placed on administrative leave as the investigation is still ongoing. After reopening for just a few days, the Fremont Theater is once again closed due to safety concerns. Fremont first closed due to safety concerns as a chip of its iconic sign fell and landed in the street. No one was injured from this incident, and the theater and sidewalk later opened on Tuesday last week. The city of San Luis Obispo announced on Friday that the events cannot be held at the historic theater until further notice, until an engineer can evaluate the risk and determine that the damaged sign is not a hazard. The street and pedestrian walkways around the theater will remain closed. Nearby businesses and the county government center will continue to remain open, however. And here's an update from the Paso Robles Public Works Department. Improvements to both the parking lot at Railroad and 12th Street and the one next to Marv's Pizza in the alley have been completed. Both parking lots are now open to use. The lot at 12th and Railroad Street still has work pending, installing the EV charging stations. Landscape efforts continue for the Sherwood Pickleball Court Complex. The full project is scheduled to be completed in May. Construction is set to begin in the Turtle Creek area for pavement rehabilitation. This is part of the larger Sierra Bonita project funded by Measure E12 and will be completed at the end of July 2026. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Pelicans 137-117, the Lakers over the Kings 128-104, the Celtics beat the 76ers 114-98, the Thunder over the Mavericks 100-87. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Warriors, the Nuggets will go against the Jazz, the Wizards will face the Rockets, and the Celtics will go against the Bucks. In California news, 18-year-old Jacob Reyes from San Jose, California, was arrested on several felony charges, accused of making nearly 30 ghost guns in his bedroom. Reyes allegedly owns two 3D printers and has created weapons in his room with firearms that allow police to trace weapons used in a crime. The Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education voted unanimously to place Alberto Carvalho on paid leave of absence Friday. This was 2 days after the FBI served warrants on his home and the district's headquarters. The nature of the investigation is still unknown. Carvalho has not yet been accused of any wrongdoing. Andres Chait, the chief school operations officer, has been named acting superintendent. A total lunar eclipse is set to be visible across North and Central America on Tuesday, March 3rd. Once the eclipse starts, the full moon will dim and take on a reddish hue, often called a blood moon. California will see a partial view of the eclipse at 12:44 a.m. The eclipse will reach its peak at 3:33 a.m. and end at about 6:23 a.m. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, for 30 years, Commodity Classic has been America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. And last week, our coverage was sponsored by Helena Agra Enterprises, where innovation never stops. Visit helenaagra.com/innovation. to learn more. Well, like other sectors of American agriculture, the U.S. wheat industry is digesting the recent release of the new dietary guidelines for Americans. And in San Antonio, I talked with newly minted NOG president and Idaho farmer Jamie Kress about the new guidelines and where wheat fits into them.
Well, the new dietary guidelines, as you're aware, they're a little concerning to the wheat industry. We've been moved to a place where I think the average consumer might question the value of wheat in their diet. And as a mom, as a wheat producer, I believe in that product. I know it is safe and healthy. I know that that we have a lot of years to prove that.
And that's why she says NOG is going to work hard to make sure that wheat stays part of our daily diets. For more of our Commodity Classic coverage, you can visit our sister network's website at westernagnetwork.com.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org. Partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A new statewide survey has shed light on the impact during the past year of immigration enforcement on farms and farm workers in California. The California Farmer Immigration Enforcement Survey, which was conducted by researchers at Michigan State University in partnership with the California Farm Bureau, is the first of its kind to assess the impact of the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda on California farms. We were really interested in understanding whether there have been labor shortages as a result of recent immigration enforcement, said Zarakia Rutledge, assistant professor of an extension specialist at Michigan State University. More than 500 farmers from across 50 counties responded to the survey, which was conducted in late 2025 and early 2026. There were very few reports of direct immigration enforcement activities on farms, Rutledge said. There is more anxiety and fear among the farming community as a result of general immigration enforcement efforts more broadly. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, and 78 a week from today. Currently it is 46 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. stock futures and global stocks are sharply lower following the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. Brent crude, the global benchmark for oil, has topped $77 a barrel. Qatar says it has halted production of liquefied natural gas. Saudi Arabia shut its biggest domestic oil refinery after a drone strike. A fifth of global oil supply flows through the Strait of Hormuz. It's not actually closed, but Barron says insurers are threatening to cancel policies for tankers going through it. Chevron has temporarily shut down a gas field in offshore Israel, but a second field in the region is still operating. Travel stocks are under pressure. Delta, United, and American Airlines shares are down at least 5% on concerns about higher fuel prices. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising, memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. All right, 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL. Join us. Talk about just about anything and whatever.
Morning Exchange.
Tell me his bedroom voice. Come on, honey, let's go make some noise.
KPRL.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, the Ladies Conference is coming back to Atascadero this year, and I'll have a couple of folks on in the 12:30 to 1. In the 1 o'clock hour again, Suzanne is still expecting child. So it is the power of the Fed, power of the Fed, a little special for you this afternoon to see, well, exactly the power of the Fed and how much power they have over us and some of the things they do and have been doing for a while you may not be aware of, but not surprised, but not surprised. So, all right, we got one already here. This is on the email. This is, let's see here. 24 condos off Creston Road. Once again, so-called low income. Wonder at what price. Can't wait for the traffic when people want to turn left coming out trying to go down Creston Road. I wonder what environmental or safety reports have been done. Just another housing project built on Creston Road to clog up traffic flow. This city keeps putting housing projects on Creston Road and as one of our main roads, and it's simply not built for it. Well, the city has not voted on it yet. This is the planning. So we'll see what happens at the city council meeting if they will approve the project. Probably more than likely they will, but it's just my guess. But it is your power to voice your opinion to the Paso Robles City Council, your thoughts either way on this. That's what they're there for. All right? Okay. Thank you. All right. Also, there was a very nice memorial for Norma Moy this Saturday over at the event center, and it is probably should be used in a textbook on how to do something like that. What I'm referring to is the pinpoint moving it along. And the speaker is not going on for a long time, direct and to the point, et cetera, et cetera. It was so well done. Bobby Horn and Chad Stevens were the MCs, and they, again, it's a celebration of life is what we call it, and indeed it was an absolute celebration of life. But
the fact that the pace and it kept everybody going and moving and involved and so forth was just, it was wonderful. It was wonderful and a very poignant tribute to Norma, but well done. And you might want to ask the people and others who helped put it together on how they were able to keep the flow going. Keep the flow going, because as we mentioned, we probably many of us experience, you go to, whether it's those type of things or other events, and you just want to put a rope around your neck or leave, sit in the back and sneak out the back door because it's just painful. The intent is well, but there are people that can help you do this if you keep things going. All right, let's see here. What else do we have on this? This is kind of on the lighter side. Let's see. Chris and I don't drink coffee. That's correct, right, Chris?
Right. I don't drink coffee that much, or at all, I should say.
Well, wait a minute. You left yourself open. If I'm on the, if you're on the witness stand, and you say, not much. What's not much?
Probably the last time I drank a cup of coffee was about 5 years ago in college, once, because my friend Luis would not stop bugging me about it.
What was he doing?
Hey, you should drink some coffee. No, I don't want to drink coffee. I'll buy it for you. I don't care if you buy it for me. I don't want to drink coffee. All right, I'm going to McDonald's real quick. What do you want? I don't want anything. He comes back with a coffee. Here, this is yours.
So you felt obligated?
Pretty much.
Did he bring you a McMuffin or anything?
No.
Or just the coffee?
Just the coffee.
Well, I would have taken the McMuffin, but not the coffee. Or some hash browns. All right, so what did you think of it?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
But, which I told him I wouldn't.
Well, but why was he pushing you to have it?
That's just the kind of person Luis was.
Okay, it wasn't like you were lacking energy or anything like that?
No. Luis just likes to get on my nerves.
Okay, well, it worked.
He did, yeah, it worked a lot.
All right, but he had to pay for it.
Yeah,
and,
he did.
And he wasted the money. So, in a way, you got back at him.
In a way. I mean, I still finished it because I felt obligated to, but yeah, not a good idea.
All right, so again, this is on the lighter side, and why I'm bringing this up, not Chris's temptation for falling for it. Daylight savings time, it brings anxiety, apparently, for 70% of coffee drinkers. Okay, well, like Chris, probably less than Chris, I've had one sip of coffee my entire life. That's it. That's just a sip.
That is less than me, so congrats.
I've got enough bad habits. I don't need to add any others. But a survey of coffee drinkers, they explored how caffeine lovers' favorite brew gets them through the day. Okay, finding that 47% are motivated to go to bed earlier just from the desire to have enough time for coffee in the morning. How about that? All right, with most making their own coffee every morning at 93%. So what does this mean? Well, they have a quality cup of coffee. And again, according to this survey of over 2,000 coffee drinkers, the coffee impacts how successful and easy their day will be. Nearly all respondents agree that coffee provides them at least some motivation to get through the day. That was 93%. And they spend more time doing this than they do other things in the morning. In other words, they spend more time with the coffee than they do eating or bathing or putting on makeup. That is according to this. So, and they also, if they woke up later than intended, so they couldn't have their time that they needed for the coffee, they would skip things such as making their bed, eating breakfast, shaving, or packing a lunch. All right, so now your day has kind of Expanded as far as money, because you're going to have to buy lunch, right? And maybe buy some breakfast. I don't know. It depends on what you eat. But the reason why this this article came out is because people, again, according to this, they are not necessarily freaking out, but they're extremely concerned about the time change coming up. Is that the daylight savings time brews, and it upsets and, let's just say, disrupts the timing of people when they get up in the morning and having to do their coffee thing. All right. And when they think about daylight saving time, those surveyed are most concerned about having to wake up earlier, feeling more tired during the day, and having difficulty falling asleep. All right. And I'm just assuming here that most of these people have probably been through this routine for most of their adult life, and maybe they can just figure it out. All right. So, but most people will probably end up figuring out and being able to live and go to work and enjoy their day and their coffee and everything else. That's what happens when you have habits like that, which we all do in the morning. Are there some things, Chris, you have your routine in the morning. I have my routine, right?
But I try to stick by it, yes.
Okay. And it is, you wake up, you do whatever, and then, I don't know, I go have my juice and banana or raisin bread, and then I'm off to get cleaned up. That's it. That's all I do. And then, but I don't know about you if it's just automatic, but I do look at the clock. I'm looking at the clock because I have to be, I don't have to be, but I know that I want to get out of the house at a certain time. And because I have this thing, this is really messed up. I have to hit the highway at a certain time. I tried to be right on the minute. That's pretty screwy, isn't it?
I mean, I can understand.
Well, if I'm under, I'm okay. I mean, it doesn't affect, you know, anything, whether I come in here at whatever time. It doesn't. But and I don't know why, because we just get into these goofy habits, or maybe we don't. It's just that certain people, such as myself, just have this, I don't know what you would call it. But if it's after a certain time in the morning when I get on the highway, I don't freak out or anything like that, but it's like, damn. And it usually is because something disrupted your routine. You know, whatever it may be. You broke a shoelace tying your shoe. You know, something like that. And when you, I guess maybe it's a little bit different for you and I, Chris, or people that work in radio. When you work in time, you tend to look at the clock a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because we are, okay, it's, you know, whatever time it is, you know, this comes down at whatever time it may be, and so you're constantly looking at that. If it's 05, you know, for most people, when you say 05 for most people, if it's 06 and I was supposed to do something at 05, I know that I messed up. That's how screwed up this life is. But for the people with the coffee, they figure it out and they enjoy their coffee and it'll be fine for the rest of the day. So anyway. Okay. I got this stuff on Friday and I just can't get rid of it. I don't know what it is, but it's just bugging me. Okay, let's see here. We have something. Here's a term that I came across this weekend and I don't think I ever heard it from law enforcement again, and this has to do with the fine folks in Minneapolis. There were over 50 arrested as it was at a anti-ICE protesters. They supposedly hurled rocks at Minneapolis officers during the demonstration. They blocked roadways and they dumped glass in the streets. That's what the authorities are saying. And according to this, 38 individuals were cited and released. And one person was booked into jail. And also the State Patrol has confirmed an additional 15 arrests. But one of the press releases referred to it as, assaultive behavior. assaultive behavior will not be tolerated, according to this. Their emphasis, you know, and law enforcement does this, and I understand freedom of speech and peaceful assembly is, yeah, we all know that stuff like that. But it says unlawful activity, including blocking roads, intentionally creating hazards, and assaultive behavior will not be tolerated. So I thought, what is assaultive behavior? Chris, do you know what assaultive behavior is?
I can only assume something violent.
Well, it refers to actions both verbal and physical. Okay.
I mean, sometimes you'll have people cry verbal assault, so I mean, that makes sense, and there are threatening words you can say.
All right, remember X amount of months ago when that guy called in and he said that he likes to get in people's faces?
Yes, I do.
All right, and I told him if I was on a jury, I'd find him guilty, and I wouldn't, you know, if somebody just you know, smacked him or punched him in the face for doing that, because you're looking to get a reaction. So I'm just wondering, you know, in the dictionary is different than what would take place in the court of law if this is indeed a new term or whatever in the vernacular of law enforcement. But when you assaultive behavior, so when they say actions, both verbal and physical, now they're intended to cause or threaten to cause, and it lists a couple of things here. It says, regarding cause, immediate physical harm, injury, or fear of harm. So where does that end when you get the assaultive behavior from the verbal standpoint on your fear of harm? How far do you let it go? And how far does the law allow somebody to do that? If they're in your face, so forth, if you see somebody holding a rock and they have it in a position that looks like they're going to throw it, do you wait until they throw it? Or can you stop it before that action occurs? And this goes on a little bit more. It includes a range of actions from threats and intimidation. And obviously the physical it's included here, but obviously, you know, the direct physical is obvious. But it says stemming from anger, frustration, or fear. Now, I don't know how far you can take this, but it's interesting that the law enforcement, or at least officials, are using this term, assaultive behavior. So if you think that you are, or you are in fear of harm to yourself or even your property, it doesn't say here directly if this assault behavior, well, what I should say is it doesn't break it down to which ones can you react to, or can somebody get in trouble for, you know, is particularly the verbal. If you're sending fear to somebody, is that punishable? We shall see if somebody will test this, or if anybody knows. And it also gets into the psychological and emotional side of it. You have a couple of things I said: stress, fear, anxiety. You know, again, people feeling the fear of threatened. And this is something I'm going to have to look into this a little bit more, because there are different degrees of this. Now, there's different sides of this regarding reactive, proactive, rational, and hostile expression driven by anger or something. Well, if somebody's in your face and they're having even the verbal assault on you, and again, saying things, and you may feel that there's a fear, it would be versed on the other side. Now I have hostile expression because I'm pretty ticked off about this, and you may want to do something. So again, I don't know from the legal side what, you know, how this would work out, but interesting that this is now being included, in at least from Minneapolis, on the verbiage from law enforcement, assaultive behavior, even fear. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24-unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. The 4.32-acre parcel is at 420 Creston Road and is proposed to consist of 12 duplex buildings. The project was recommended for approval by the Planning Commission. Discussion of it is scheduled for a public hearing at tomorrow's City Council meeting, which you can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. After reopening for just a few days, the Fremont Theater is once again closed due to safety concerns. Fremont first closed due to safety concerns as a chip of its iconic sign fell and landed on the street last month. No one was injured, and the theater reopened for just a few days. The city announced that it is closed until an engineer can evaluate the risk. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The war widening in the Middle East. Israel sending drones and rockets into Lebanon following strikes by Hezbollah. At least 31 people killed so far in Lebanon. Security chief and advisor to Iran's foreign leader posting to social media, vowing Iran will not negotiate. This is as President Trump says he would give immunity to Iranian officials who surrender.
I once again urge the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian military, police, to lay down your arms and receive full immunity or face certain death. It will be certain death.
Iran says U.S.-Israeli attacks killing 555 people so far. Fire and smoke seen inside the U.S. Embassy compound in Kuwait after an attack by Iran. U.S. urging people to stay away. And Kuwait's defense ministry says several U.S. warplanes have crashed in that country. All of the crew survived. America's listening to Fox News.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Michael's Optical.
11 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA Sunday, the Thunder got 30 points from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and beat the Mavericks 100-87. The reigning MVP has scored 66 points in his first two games back from an abdominal injury. He's now scored 20 or more in each of his last 59 road games. That's an NBA record. Pistons popped the Magic 106-92. Cade Cunningham had 29 points and 11 assists. Six straight road wins for Detroit, which is percentage points ahead of OKC for the best record in the association. Knicks surprised the Spurs 114-89. That ends San Antonio's 11-game winning streak. But San Antonio guard De'Aaron Fox says there's still a silver lining.
They need this game. You know, just bring you back down to earth a little bit. But, I mean, like I said before, we've won games in a variety of ways. We've won games where we haven't played well offensively.
Elsewhere, the Hawks scored 44 in the first quarter and snuffed out the Blazers 135-101. The Bulls used a 27-0 run in the second half to rush past the Bucks. Timberwolves dunked the Nuggets to move ahead of Denver into fourth place in the West. Wins for the Celtics, Lakers, Clippers, Cavaliers, and Grizzlies. NHL, the Penguins shut out the Golden Knights 5-0. Five different goal scorers for Pittsburgh. 22 saves for Artur Silovs. 22 stops for Arvid Soderblom as the Blackhawks blank the Mammoth 4-0. Islanders edged the Panthers for their fifth straight win. Rookie defenseman Matthew Schaefer scored twice to reach the 20-goal mark. Ducks have won five in a row after dousing the Flames in a shootout. Blues tamed the Wild to snap a 10-game road losing streak, and the Sharks nipped the Jets in overtime. College hoops, hope you're ready for March Madness because conference tournaments begin tonight with a play-in game in the Horizon League. Selection Sunday, now less than 2 weeks away. Tyler Reddick won the NASCAR race in Austin, Texas on Sunday. If that sounds familiar, Reddick also won in Daytona and Atlanta, becoming the first driver to win the first three races of the season. The all-time record is held by the King, Richard Petty. He won 10 in a row in 1967. And soccer, the U.S. beat Argentina 2-0 in the opener of the She Believes Cup in Nashville. The round robin moves to Columbus on Wednesday, where the U.S. faces Canada. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. In just a moment, your extended weather forecast, pet alert, and trivia.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Snakes in my case.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical and Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, clouds this morning will give away to generally sunny skies with some of those clouds this afternoon, though. Highs in the upper 60s, clear to partly cloudy tonight and overnight. Lows in the low to mid 40s. Sun and a few passing clouds on your Tuesday. Highs reaching the low 70s. Alrighty, as we head to Wednesday, we'll be sunny in the upper 60s, mid 60s Thursday, Friday 70, low 70s on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, and also mostly sunny, upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 6:32 a.m., 5:59 p.m.,
And we are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, serving you since 1979, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. It's your most complete firearms trainer and supplier with outstanding apparel and easy in, easy out in that parking lot there. Yes, indeed. Alrighty, as we check in to see when animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home. Safe and sound. Yes, indeed. All right, let's see here. Chris, I looked at the clock and I didn't realize I was this far behind, so lucky for you, you are off the hook.
All right, another break.
Another break. Just building all these great questions up. All right, folks, so that means we have nothing to report here on the world-famous Pet Alert, except if you lose one or find one and all that kind of stuff. Got to get them home, 238-1230, or the best way is reception at kprl.com. It's that simple. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Alrighty, it's 4 minutes. 4 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL, as we hop right into trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton, and the Airport One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch, you know, they've got it for you every single day. Takeout available, of course. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. This character made his debut many moons ago. And this character was known partly for something with the voice. However, the original person who portrayed him, this was a cartoon character. The original person who portrayed this character was replaced because he was causing recording sessions to take too long, running up the production cost. And he was replaced by somebody who became real famous and did a lot of this stuff. So the guy who originally did the voice for this character, he's lost in history. He's lost in history because of the production costs were too much for what he was doing. And this character was originally supposed to be a minor character, but soon became a major star as a character. Who am I referring to? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll give you a little bit of a... This isn't necessarily a scientific, an actual hint, but I'm guessing because of this character and the person that originally did the voice, if they did this character or tried to do this character today, I think there would be some pushback. I really do. Hi, good morning.
Elmer Fudd.
No Elmer Fudd, but you're kind of close. You're kind of close. I think, again, there might be a pushback because of the voice work on this. Again, this person had to be replaced because he was making the session or causing the sessions to go too long, running up the production cost. Now, they still kept the basic concept of the voice, but they were able to lower the production cost because the person who did it was able to do so. Hold on.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Funding for the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority's next fiscal year budget was approved to be funded by Proposition 26. Praga will host a public workshop on Thursday, March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Bellacera Hotel in Paso Robles. Community members will be able to provide input on how the budget will be structured and how fees will be allocated.
After reopening for just a few days, the Fremont Theater has once again closed due to safety concerns. The city of San Luis Obispo says that it's closed until an engineer can evaluate the safety risk. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
That's all, folks.
The original voice was Joe Daugherty, and he was an actual stutterer. But because he couldn't control it, that, you know, increased the production cost and so forth and so on. And so eventually, Mel Blanc took over because he could keep it down and save production costs. So that's how it all came about. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Berlager Excavation.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.